Hi, we're looking back on May 21st. Elton John became the first Western performer to tour the USSR when he played the first of eight concerts in Leningrad in 1979.
I was very worried the first night. It was a big challenge to come to the Soviet Union to play because we don't know what the audiences are like. They've been very, very warm and receptive.
Empire Strikes Back, Episode 5 in the Star Wars series, but the second released, hit the cinemas on this day in 1980. It was the episode that revealed this shock twist.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. I am your father.
In 1987, John Farnham's hit album Whispering Jack was released on CD. The biggest selling Australian album of all time, featured the number one hit You're the Voice, and was the first locally produced album to be released on CD. To the birthdays, and speaking of Aussie music, Joe Camilleri is 73. Known as Jojo Zepp in the 70s, he went on to lead the Black Sorrows into the charts in the 80s and 90s. Leo Sayer is also 73. He released eight top 20 singles between 1974 and 1982. Leo became an Australian citizen in 2009. Mr. T is 69 today. The bodyguard to the stars went on to become a movie and TV star himself.
I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
Actor Judge Reinhold is 64 in a stack of movies through the 80s, but best remembered as Detective Billy Rosewood in Beverly Hills Cop.
It stands for Deputy Director of Operations for Joint Systems Interdepartmental Operational Command.
The man, league and boxing champion Anthony Mundine is 46.
You ain't care what people say. There's water off a duck's back to me.
An Australian singer-songwriter, Gaudier, turns 41.
Now you're just
Finally, the 22nd Prime Minister, Malcolm Fraser, was also born on this day. The founder of the charity organisation CARE died aged 84 in 2015.
Here we are at the gateway of a new decade, much better placed than many overseas countries.
Remembering Malcolm Fraser on May 21st.